Hello and welcome to another edition of the Daily Grind. I'm Justin Miller.
I'm Dustin Hoffman.
How's it going?
I'm vertical.
Yeah, it's Monday.
It's nice out for a Monday in December.
It's assuming that you're listening at this precise time, at this precise location.
Well, on Monday, yeah.
It was a nice Monday in Redwood Falls for December.
So then I'm going home.
I was happy to see the sunshine, so.
I was waiting for you to find something wrong with that, too.
With what?
Sunshine.
No, there's nothing wrong with sunshine.
Okay.
How's your weekend?
Pretty good. Yours?
It was pretty good.
Get through all your shenanigans?
Family stuff, yep. Ate too much food. All the goodies and stuff. It's always way too many.
Oh, well.
I have some, yeah. It's going to be the next few weeks just eating a bunch.
I guess the only thing exciting for me was we took our new puppy to dog training classes, her first one on Saturday.
And how did that go?
Well, considering she missed the first class, she did pretty good. What are you shaking your head at me for?
Well, no, you didn't. I suppose you didn't have her.
I just got her the day they had the classes start, so that's why we missed the first class.
Gotcha.
But she caught up pretty quick.
That's good. Glad to hear.
She's with two other dogs relatively close to her age. One's a month older and one's 2 months older.
Fantastic.
I think it's very fantastic. I know you could care less, but, you know, whatever. Some people out there listening might be like, oh, that's interesting.
I couldn't care less, actually. Anyway, I got my Christmas shopping done.
Yeah, I couldn't care less.
So,
yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks to the elf that helped me with that.
It's one thing I've never been mistaken for is an elf. The other jolly old fat guy, possibly, but not the elf.
So, I've got a Christmas gift idea that is right up your alley here.
My alley? That's disturbing.
Yes. They're called prank packs, and they are gift boxes that are labeled with some sort of fake product. So that when your kid opens it, they get severely disappointed. And then when they actually open the box, they realize what they get. So some of them are like fake video games. Like these are clearly still trademark violations, even though they've changed it up a little bit. The Z-Box 1 and the BS4. There's Birdwatcher Pacific Northwest, which would be a really exciting video game. Thumb Wrestler Extreme Double XL.
Yes!
And my favorite, Extreme Chores, with games like Yard Rake and Litter Bag. Can you get your chores done in time? Those are some exciting video games.
Pretty cool.
These other fake boxes that you can put the real presents in. My First Fire Kit. Explore the Wonders of Fire Lighting.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound terrible.
Earwax Candle Kit.
Yes.
The Pet Butler Serving Vest for Animals, where you can actually put a plate of food on the back of your dog or cat for some reason.
It's handy.
Toddler Tamers, a leashless ankle weight system for your toddler. I guess these would be adults. The iArm Forearm Mount, so you can mount your tablet right on your arm. The Sizzle Bacon Scented Dryer Sheets. The Bathe and Brew System, which puts a coffee maker in your shower. Connects to your shower head.
Yuck.
And the Knapsack Sleep Hood, which is just basically a bag of some sort that goes over your head so that you can take a nap anywhere. Some of the fake boxes that you can buy.
Wow.
To put the real presents in.
Extreme Thumb Wrestling Double XL. That sounds funny.
So that'd be fun. Although, then you're just spending more money on these boxes. And
have you ever given a prank gift for someone in the holidays?
No.
No.
I thought I received one, though.
I have twice. Well, actually, I have once, and my father used to do a lot of prank gifts with his sister. His older sister once got him a pack of 100 3-foot-long drinking straws, and he's like, what do I need these for? And she's like, I'm just trying to tell you suck.
Wow.
See, you know, in the family, she wasn't a nun. She was a sister. She was the older prankster in the family, so.
Gotcha. My story is not as... It's one of my trademark disappointing stories.
I'm sure it is.
I'll tell it while you get these ready.
Okay. I thought I already did the... I thought you already had yours.
I don't have any, no.
Oh, okay.
I need to read something in the WTH file. So, and I've probably told this story before, because I don't have many stories to choose from.
That's true.
I never knew how to shuffle cards, and it always annoyed me growing up that I didn't know how to shuffle cards, and I always made a big deal about the fact that I didn't know how to shuffle cards.
Can you do it now?
And so, yeah, I can do it now. So, like, a month or two before Christmas, someone finally taught me how to shuffle cards. And then when Christmas came around, I got opened up one of my presents, and it was a box, a card, you know, one of those automatic card shufflers.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is funny. I wonder what the real gift is. And I opened it up. It was an automatic card shuffler, so I felt kind of bad about that because she had apparently bought it before I had learned how to shuffle cards, and then I didn't really need it. And the thing was really loud anyway.
You could have been lazy about it and just said, eh, I don't need to know it now. That's just my opinion.
Well, no, it was just every time you shuffle cards, it was like, nah. So it was better that I learned. How'd it go?
Sounds like a food processor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So... It was good that I learned how to shuffle cards anyway. It's not very convenient to carry a card shuffler around with you, but I felt kind of bad because I basically had kind of made fun of the gift and then found out that that's actually what it was. And
see, the only prank gift I ever did was to my cousin. He's a big Star Trek fan. And, well, I am too, but nowhere near as big a one as he is. And Hallmark had those Star Trek ornaments they used to have for years and years and years, light up ones. And so now this is, if you haven't watched Star Trek, you won't get this, but for those who have, will. One year I got the label printed for what was their Romulan Warbird ornament. Mm-hmm. Now the Romulan Warbird in the show can cloak, can disappear. So I edited it with the computer so it said cloaked Romulan Warbird, but you couldn't really, the cloaked was there, but was fine print kind of thing, you know, just like the name of the ornament. And all I had in there was I found an old broken ornament from the wire hanging off where you put the light bulb in, and I had that sitting in there, and I took the plastic out of the Romulan Warbird ornament that I had that I didn't need anymore, and I slid that in there with the cord sitting there, mm-hmm. and I gave him that for Christmas, and he opened it up, and he goes, well, I've already got this ornament, because he would buy two of them, one for his tree and one to keep locked up as a collector's item, you know. Uh-huh. He's like, well, I've already got this one. I said, oh, I'm pretty sure you don't have this one. And he opened up and he goes, it's just the cable. Like, I gotta look at the box. And then he got the joke and thought it was pretty funny. So it was just good. It was just a hook and the wire harness. So he still has it, I guess, on his shelf with his other collectibles. He's got the cloaked Romulan Warbird ornament.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's all you want is a gift that they use for years and years.
Yeah.
So time now for the WTH file.
Yes, that it is. Oh good, we're going to Florida.
Good.
It just feels like we always gotta go to Florida. A Florida man was hit in the face by his fiance after he showed her a photo of him and another woman. The woman smacked the phone out of his hand and threw candy, food, and two remote controls at him. The victim tried to get the woman to leave, but she wouldn't, so he put her in a headlock. The woman was arrested a short time later and charged with battery. Now, there's no word on whether or not he was just talking to the person, having to be photographed with her.
Yeah.
Were they in a compromising situation?
Yeah, that's the question. Was it an innocent photo that she just overreacted to, or was he, for some reason, dumb enough to show a not-so-innocent photo of him and another woman to this girlfriend or whatever?
Not a good idea, one way or the other.
Indiana woman's order from a fast food restaurant came with a side of cocaine. The woman received a call from an employee asking if she received an order of cheese sticks that she didn't order. When she said she did, the employee asked if she could return the food. That's when she found the bag of cocaine and called the police. When officers went to the restaurant, they found cocaine in the women's bathroom, in a drawer, and one of the offices. Wow. The restaurant has been shut down, but it isn't known which employee placed the drugs in the woman's order. Can you just imagine, like, where'd it go? I think you gave it to a customer. And you have to call him back and be like, hey.
You bring my cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did you want an extra Happy Meal toy? I'm just kidding. We go to Florida again. It wasn't jolly old St. Nicholas that was up on the housetop this time. A burglar nicknamed Criminal Claws got stuck in a store's chimney.
Oh.
Man attempted to slide down to sneak inside and was forced to call 911 for help after getting lodged. Florida firefighters had to use special equipment to get him out. He wasn't hurt, but he has been charged with burglary.
Smart.
Trying to come up with an interesting Christmas carol to go with that, but I just couldn't.
Oh, okay. We didn't want to hear you sing anyway.
Fine.
67-year-old William Winnie has been charged with obscenity, disorderly conduct, and littering after he was arrested earlier this month in Illinois Prairie Path in a DuPage County Forest Preserve for leaving women's underwear there. Some of it was in plastic bags, and he claimed he did it as part of an experiment to see what would happen. You know, if you just left women's underwear randomly in the forest, what happens? He left between 15 and 20 pairs over the previous year and did not have any criminal records in that county. So he's just a weirdo.
He's a scientist.
It was an experiment. Now people probably got... You probably would hypothesize that people would get creeped out about it and call the cops, and that's apparently what happened. So that's fantastic.
Gotta love it.
Is that it for the WCH file?
Yeah, that's all I've got.
I thought maybe we had one more.
I don't.
Well, fine. That's it then.
All right.
I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so you You have to recruit Seth to help you out with the Daily Grind podcast.
Who says I want Seth?
Well, I suppose you could find somebody else, but I'm pretty sure might have mentioned it to him already.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm glad he knew you were going to be gone tomorrow.
Hey, I put it in your mailbox.
No, you didn't.
Sure did.
But this morning?
Yeah, like...
I haven't been in the mailbox since I check my mail when I get in the morning.
Well, that's not my problem.
I don't go back and forth all the time. You sit literally 4 feet away from me and you couldn't tell me?
Forgot. So, enjoy the podcast without me.
All right, we will.
And, yeah. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.